Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York, here with your host, Tim Sweeney. Tonight, joining us on the show, came in straight from Detroit via San Francisco. Monty Luke here in the studio. Thank you for coming down.
Yo.
Great to have you here.
I really appreciate it, Tim. This has been good times, man. We just got started.
Yeah, we did just get started.
New York City!
So what's happening with you? You have Black Catalog going on.
Yeah. Started a label in 2011 called Black Catalog. And yeah, man, just grinding it out. You know how it is. The vinyl game. You know what I mean?
It's tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, did you see that? Everyone was posting on Facebook about, vinyl sales selling, like, going up and up and millions or whatever. But I don't understand where that came. I don't know where those statistics were.
The truth be told, there is an uptick in vinyl sales. The dirty truth about it is that it's not in dance music.
Okay.
It's in indie right. rock, indie music. So, major labels have right. found it is a novelty to sort of do their thing with vinyl. You know, a lot of kids now are seeing sort of like, they want to have something to hold on to, blah, 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 you know, that kind of thing. So that's where
and
it comes from.
I agree with that.
It's cool. And yeah. You know what? If it so happens that someone's record that we know is like, you know, in the same stack with like that Flaming Lips record, it's all good.
Yeah. I'm in with that. So I mean, yeah, I love the vinyl packaging. I think we both do. We want that to touch the 12-inch.
Yeah, I mean it's you know, if you've ever touched the 12-inch, you know that that's what she said. But
I know
that's what she said.
I was thinking we were talking a little
about something else, but it's a labor of love, man. And you know, yeah. it really is. And I, you know, I really enjoy it, and I really wouldn't change what I've done thus far. It hasn't been easy, but it's been really fun, and I'm just going to keep doing it until it's not fun anymore.
I feel the same way. So. And so you moved out to Detroit to work with Carl on Planet E?
Yes.
How is that, working with Carl?
I mean, he and I have been friends for a long time before I started working for him. You know, he's awesome. You know, Planet E, many of you know, is, you know, a legendary label.
Yeah.
It's been a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, what's happening right now coming up? Is there anything in the works?
There's a new release from Marco Bernardi coming out in a couple weeks. We're also going to be working with Terrence Parker for a series of releases, including remixes and a full-length album.
And wait, with Black Catalog, what were the things that were coming out right now?
Right now, the fifth release is out, Modern Underground Music, Volume 2, featuring tracks from myself, Lance Desardi, Detroit area artist called Neko Uda Jr., an experimental hip-hop beats artist named Abjo that a lot of people might know out there, and a guy named Ibrahim Alpha Jr., who is based in London. I like to mix it up, you know, bring you a little something different, coming from a sort of Detroit perspective, but I like to keep it eclectic, and I like to keep it sort of worldwide.
But are you working with the San Francisco people that, you know?
Yeah, Lance is based in San Francisco.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, I have deep, deep ties to San Francisco, and that's never going to change, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want to give a shout out to my peeps back west. I want to also give a shout out to my people in the D and my peoples in NYC.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
Are we not allowed to do that? Because I know there's a lot of strict rules. I've seen this.
There are. You just basically don't curse is the main one. But
we're good on that.
But so for your own production wise, you have been working with a lot of different people. One person who we have on the radio show a lot, Mike Simonetti. You do the Billions and Billions with him.
Yes.
And
yes. Special shout out to my man Mike.
Definitely. And do you guys see anything happening more with Billions? Or
yeah, we do plan on doing some more releases. We're both crazy busy, but there is, you know, some projects definitely in the works.
But then how did that connection come with Mike?
I met him a couple years ago in LA at a conference through one of my boys, TK. And
shout out to TK.
You know TK?
Of course.
Yeah, my boy TK. Yeah, he's San Francisco. Shout out to my boy TK. Yo, push play and record so you ain't bored. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah, TK, we were all hanging out and, you know, we just started chatting and, you know, Mike and I go back and forth on via email a lot. You know, we have a lot of the same opinions on things and he's really into punk rock. I'm really into punk rock as well. So, yeah, so we just hit it off, you know, and just kind of made something happen.
You collect punk rock 7 inches like he does?
No, not like he does. I've actually, my sort of, entrance into punk rock was, you know, hardcore. I grew up in Southern California, so SST, you know, that kind of thing. Minutemen was one of my favorite bands, so, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, I don't collect punk rock records anymore.
Okay, so we can't do a set.
I have a hard enough time keeping track of like what I'm actually doing. So, you know.
All right. Well, so and tonight. Any new productions from yourself that we're going to hear?
Yeah, or? I'm going to play a couple, one or two new things. In particular, one thing from the next EP I'm going to be putting out called Lonely is the Night. And probably one or two more from the currently out Black Catalog, number 5. And just some other beats, you know?
Well, let's do it. Monty Luke here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. I'm
We'll be right back. like it is. You ain't never, never in your life have you heard a disc jockey come through here like me. So when you call up here, don't call up here talking about you a good disc jockey or you the best. You know what? You know how y'all talk.
Yeah. Just like this.
You know how you talk that I ever heard. You know what I mean? Because I'm telling you, don't call me no disc jockey, because I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station. Now don't forget that, because see, it makes me mad for y'all to disfigure me like you do. Don't classify me with these rooty poops around here. Now these folks on all these other radio stations in Canon or whatever they're supposed to be, then they may be disc jockeys. But you put all of them on the radio when I'm on at one time, and I'll wear their head out. All of them, put them all on at the same time, and I will wear their head out. Now that's them people what you call disc jockeys. Know what I mean? I'm a human radio station, and I don't want to have to repeat this no more. I'm a human radio station. I'm the transmitter, I'm the tower, I'm the turntables, I'm the building, I'm every doggone thing. Now people, don't do that to me here. Don't do that, because ain't no radio personality come through here as bad as I am. And as long as I'm here, you watch and see, as long as the Black Pope is in this town, there will be no more to come through here as bad as I am.
Shit. Tell me what color.
Big, big thank you to Monty Luke here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM. Ending it off with one of his tracks tonight, Shape of Things on Black Catalog. Monty, where are you?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for coming down.
Oh, yeah, man. I really appreciate it.
That was awesome.
I've been listening to the show for a really long time, so it's really cool to be able to come in and play some music for everybody.
Thank you so much. I loved it. And thank you for coming down.
Yeah, man. It's been awesome meeting you and stuff.
Wait, when is this one coming out?
This one is out right now. I was going to play a track that is going to come out that's not out yet, but I think I burned it at the wrong bit rate, so this CD player wouldn't play it.
Oh, sorry.
I did want to mention the very first track at the very top of the hour was a Carter Brothers track called Jamaica Burning, forthcoming on Black Catalog.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
All right. So,
big shouts to everybody. New York City!
Woo! Okay, and next up we have Sam Proper here in the studio who we'll talk to him in just a minute, but we'll let this one finish and then we'll go to the snake oil salesman.
Sam Proper. Yes.
Here we go.